Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You can be confident that Carrie and Tommy are about to make your drive home way more fun. On the road, you can go with confidence thanks to Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Because just like Carrie and Tommy, tyres and car servicing go together. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Someone's tucking into the Easter eggs a little early.
Well,
the joy of
being an adult is you get to do things that you want to do, not what you were made to do as a child.
I should adjust what I was going to say. Someone's trying to tuck into the Easter eggs early.
I can't get it open. It's really annoying.
Here's a question. We had a long-running argument in our household. It went for 5 minutes and then nobody looked it up. But my housemate reckons that Easter egg chocolate is better... because it's higher in sugar content than normal chocolate.
Is it?
Can we
like
get
a Cadbury egg? Isn't it just Cadbury milk chocolate but in the shape of an egg?
This is Johnny we're arguing with.
Right.
I don't know.
I was always told it was the average chocolate, like the leftover, the bad stuff.
Because unless you buy proper good chocolate, it is a bit there.
Well, yeah.
I was never allowed it as a kid until Easter Sunday. I wasn't allowed hot cross buns till Good Friday and no eggs till Easter Sunday. And now as an adult, I will eat them whenever I goddamn like.
Yeah.
My kids, on the other hand, have to wait till Easter Sunday.
Hey, we got a big show coming up. Hey, Bickers, I've got an exclusive interview for you later on.
Oh.
Yeah, I recorded it without you knowing. Because sometimes the big stars...
they ask for a one-on-one.
Only want to be interviewed by the big stars.
Up next, though, I saw a sign at a primary school on the way home from work yesterday. And I have so many questions.
Great.
I think we should discuss it next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's the latest one from Ed Sheeran. It's called Eyes Closed. It's Carrie and Tommy for you Wednesday, are they?
I think schools have run out of ideas.
For what to teach the kids?
School productions.
Oh.
So what are normal school productions? Like Oliver, High School Musical.
Annie.
Oh, no. Oh, do you mean in high school or in primary school? Because in primary school we did like just made up stories. Yeah, my distinct memory is because I was, this might surprise you, Carrie, a slightly enthusiastic child. I got cast as a tree in my production, and because I swayed too vigorously, recast me as a rock.
Do you know we've both been cast as trees? I wanted to be the lead in the ballet, and I got the tree and then the rat.
The tree and then the rat.
We will progress from trees one day.
But will we ever get...
Aim big.
I went for the lead in The Castle, that community theatre, and because I was the most ethnic-looking bloke, they just cast me as Con.
But at least these are all funny kind of things, right? Mm. I drove past last night, and it could have been that it was nighttime, which made it worse, but I drove past a primary school last night with a sign up for their school production.
What was it?
And I was like, I saw it, and I went, ugh. And then I was like, where am I? And I was like, oh, that's a primary school. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the primary school production? And the school production was The Girl in the Woods. And I'm like, The Girl in the Woods. And then I look at the picture on the school sign.
Oh, my God.
It's a horror movie about three kids in the woods.
Because when you said that, I thought it was going to be Little Red Riding Hood.
The Girl in the Woods. I think we've got a bit of the trailer here.
Carrie, what's behind the door? Nightmares. Your worst nightmares.
Hang on. Wait, I've got so many questions.
Did that say Carrie?
Hang on, it did.
Is the character in it called Carrie? Oh my God, how weird.
Hang on. Why is there a trailer for a school production?
Sorry, it's based on a movie and that is... They're really going high tech at schools now.
Private schools have too much money. Oh my God.
And they knew...
So that's a movie.
Okay, so hold on.
So
the poster is for the school production, but the school production must be based on the movie called The Girl in the Woods. And that was the trailer from it.
Here we go. It's an 8-ep series and the main character is Carrie.
Carrie the Psycho.
Oh my God. As if school productions weren't long enough and now we're cramming an 8-ep series into a school
production.
Well,
I've got a feeling they'll cut it down to a good 3
they
hours.
Bear do.
And your kid will be in it for 20 seconds and you have to watch the entire thing.
And not only that, because I've done this with my nieces at a dance thing, because you don't know exactly when they're coming on,
oh my God.
You end up with an hour and a half of footage on your phone that you've got to edit down and then zoom in to see your niece at the background.
The rock.
And
swaying.
And then she's kind of just turning around wondering when it's her time to go.
But it made me think when we were at high school, not primary school, but we did Moulin Rouge when we were at school.
Oh, my God.
I know. And we were there. And all I remember is we were in next to nothing fishnets, can-can dancing at this all-girls school, right? And every time we'd have to do our rehearsal, we'd have to line up. And I remember thinking, this feels a lot.
Yeah.
And because I had such a sheltered childhood, I thought, nah, maybe it's just for me, it's a lot. But on reflection, I reckon it was a lot.
It's
because
a
we
lot.
Literally, and because you're quite flexible when you're that age, we literally kicked our legs in the air for a good 45 minutes.
Some of the productions we've been doing are a bit too adult. Let's go with a horror this time.
Yeah. But I figure back in the day, they were like, how do we get parents to come to the production?
Yeah, dads never turn up. dads never turn up.
But it made me think, I love stories about school productions gone wrong. What happened at the school production? Was it just not quite right?
I've got an absolute, I think I've told you, but I've got an absolute ripper for you now.
Give us a call, 131060, School Productions.
Gary and Tommy.
Lady Gaga, Poker Face for your Wednesday arvo, and 131060, we're talking school productions
gone
wrong.
They're getting hectic. Went past a primary school and they're doing The Girl in the Woods, if you want to hear the trailer.
What's behind the door? Nightmares. Your worst nightmares.
Because that's what 10-year-olds need.
That's primary school.
Well, I'm assuming it was like a primary and secondary. It was on the primary school grounds, the sign.
Can I just be sure here you haven't just seen a promotion for the series that exists? Like,
nah, because the picture wasn't quite that. And that's the photo of the series. Okay, so I definitely think it was a, anyway.
Okay.
But it reminded me of doing Moulin Rouge at school that just felt so inappropriate. Legs, what's this? I know, it wasn't this modern. It was old school, the version we did. Should we go to Tamara? Tamara, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good start.
Talk to us about your school production.
So when I was in year 11, we put on Passion of the Christ for Easter.
Oh, my God.
And my mate, Tim, was Jesus. And... he was mic'd up and behind stage and his crown was stuck to his head and, like, scratching him up. So he's swearing like a trooper, every word you can think of. The whole audience can hear him. We had the bishop in that day to watch our school production at our Catholic school.
Interesting take on Jesus.
Tim got in a lot of trouble. Bishop thought it was hilarious, and
how much trouble? Like like nailed to a cross trouble?
Oh, tomorrow's gone.
She gave us her story and gone. I can't believe that in this story the protagonist's name's Carrie. How weird. She's a psycho.
that's weird.
Explains
isn't it?
I know.
Weird. That's a stretch.
Hannah.
So I had a school camp production, Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe.
Oh, yeah, standard.
Classic.
Yep. Yep.
Yes, but this part wasn't classic. Had to be in my bikini in a trench coat and open my trench coat and say, wardrobe, wardrobe.
What character could that possibly be?
It's also so ironic because wardrobe is actually the department you need to give you more clothes.
Who instructed you to do that?
Our school camp instructors.
Were they male or female?
What do you reckon, Bickers? What a question.
Did you answer, Hannah?
Male.
Yeah, okay. Well, producer Pip was just telling us before at her school production, a teenage girl had to Greece? Was it Sandy?
Yeah, she was Sandy. And then we had a professional actor who was like 25 years old with a full-blown deep voice and beard.
And she had to kiss him.
She had to pash him.
I just feel like that's like too much.
Do you know, that's not even the most offensive bit of that story. The most offensive bit is calling him a professional actor when he's going to work in a school.
Gary and Tommy.
Dante Thomas, Miss California.
What do you reckon she's doing now?
Travelling the world.
Miss California.
She's felt very confined for so long.
Yeah, she's
Miss being across the bay. Yeah.
She's Miss Worldwide next to Pitbull now.
Hey, coming up. So my cousin's coming to visit and she said something in a message to me and I was so confused and I didn't understand. I messaged her back and then she said, babe, it's one of my rules and I'm going to tell you what her rule is and I want to hear some of your rules.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy. Woo!
Lizzo and SZA, that's special for you Wednesday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
So my cousin's coming to visit with her kids.
Fran? Yep. Fran? Oh, are we not meant to name? No, she's on our show.
Yeah, she's friend part of,
friend of the show, Fran.
The one who hates our segment, thank you, but no fake news.
Doesn't understand anything we do on here, but still seems to love it.
Anyway, she sent me a message saying how excited she was.
Yes.
And then she said, so she's coming in a week. And then she said, so no sushi from Sunday.
Oh.
And I said, what are we talking about now? And she goes, my visit. And I'm like, why no sushi from Sunday? Food poisoning. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, I can't have my trip derailed by food poisoning. So whenever we travel a week out, I say no more sushi. And I'm like, when you go overseas, when you go on holidays, even a weekend away, she stops the sushi a week out because she doesn't want her holiday ruined.
Isn't it?
And she said, it's just one of my rules.
I feel like, I have a similar rule with physical activity before a holiday.
Why? So,
because I don't want to get injured.
What are you doing that you might get injured in?
Like I won't take my dirt bikes out or something like a week before I go away because I don't
understand. How often are you taking your dirt bikes? When was the last time you took your dirt bike out?
Oh, 3 weeks ago.
That is not true.
Yes,
did
it is.
You?
Yes.
Why didn't you bring that on air?
What? Oh, hey, guys, I went dirt biking.
Cool. We didn't think that was a thing anymore. I thought it was one of your fads.
No, I'm dirt biking all the time. You kidding?
You're not.
So I get it, but I feel like
I thought you meant like you just
one.
Don't go to the gym before you go away in case you hurt yourself.
Oh, no, I go to the gym heaps before I go away.
Yeah, but she just doesn't want to get sick, and I thought that is true. It's like when I travel overseas. I don't eat food from roadside vendor things because I don't want to get sick when I'm on.
I feel like that's different. Like that
holiday.
Is a rule,
yes.
Though.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's
like
a rule?
Like if you go to a country that has like bad water and it's like don't drink the water.
I bragged about having iron guts in Vietnam.
Yes.
And a guy was walking along the beach and he had uncooked prawns and stuff on a stick on his shoulder and my mate was like, that'll kill you. And I'm like, nah, I can eat anything. Anyway, nearly killed me.
Yeah, one of my mates had a rule that he was like, when you're going in Thailand, he said, only eat from the street vendors, don't eat from the real restaurant.
Well, because you can see it freshly being made in front of you when it's been sitting in the sun for hours.
Yeah.
So one of my other friends, she's got she's got four kids, and she'll only ever shop after dinner. Because she said if she shops when she's
hungry, she
buys
everything.
Before dinner, she buys everything. And she's like, our bill's already really, really high. So she will, as I'm getting into bed at night, she'll take herself off to Woolies and do a grocery shop. It's just my rule.
Yes.
And I love to hear people's rules.
I don't cook when I'm angry, but this is because I heard it from someone.
What do you mean you don't cook when you're angry?
I don't cook when I'm angry. So if I'm angry and I had plans to cook, I won't cook.
What happens to the food?
You make people sick.
That's just not a thing.
I heard it.
But you'll eat a prawn off a random guy.
He was so calm.
He wasn't angry.
He wasn't angry at all.
Yeah. 13 10 60. What's your weird rule for life?
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 13 10 60. Weird.
Yeah, my cousin has a rule that whenever she goes away a week out from her trip, her and her kids no sushi. Can't risk getting sick, so she will not have sushi a week out from a trip.
Mm.
And I thought, people do have little weird rules in their life.
Yeah.
And you do you. And if it's what gets you through, like she's never actually been sick from sushi.
Damn, I thought there was going to be another rhyme there. You do you. And if
and don't eat that
gets you through, yeah, stay away from
or
the
sushi. Or might
soup.
Go through. Tim, what's your weird rule you live by?
Hey, guys. So I like carrot. I like cabbage. I love mayonnaise, but under no circumstances will I eat coleslaw.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, I get it because I've been scarred by coleslaw because I didn't.
It's the mayo. Egg mayo, is it?
Well, I did an eating competition once where you had to get through as many ribs as you can, but you also had to finish your portion of coleslaw. And, Tim, I decided to leave the coleslaw as an hour, as much as you can eat in an hour. I left the coleslaw to the end, thinking it would be fine to get through. And, of course, I was so full. But then I had to try and eat this coleslaw and I tried to suck it down and that just sucked all the mayo out and down my throat. And I spewed everywhere, Tim.
I've done that. I went to an all-you-can-eat rib night and you had to eat all the ribs and the coleslaw. But while they weren't looking, I just put the coleslaw in a napkin and stuck it in my pocket.
Oh, Tim, you are far smarter than me because I put it down my throat and then down the toilet.
No.
Tim, can you just do the alphabet or something? I mean, this
voice
is good.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah, it's quite Russell Crowe-esque, isn't
it? Yeah. Can you?
It's more that I'm just mid-vape, really.
Can you give me a sentence, Tim? Can you just say, what are you doing? What are you doing, honey? Don't get out of bed yet.
Oh, what are you doing, honey? Don't get out of bed yet.
Yeah, that's done. I'm also picturing this hazy smoke of a bedroom.
As I'm pulled over on the side of the road.
Good on you, Tim. Andrew, what's your weird rule you live by?
How are you guys?
Yeah, so pretty good.
I do a lot of four-wheel driving.
Yep.
And due to previous mishaps, we have a rule, no modifications 2 weeks before a trip.
Yeah, that's fair.
What does that mean?
Means don't. You go in.
So you can service and maintain the vehicle before the trip.
Mm-hmm.
But if you change something, like put bigger tires on, maybe add an extra battery, maybe install a new fridge, something like that, it always seems to be the fault that brings the trip to an end.
Oh.
So just between the group, we've decided no modifications 2 weeks before a trip.
Andrew, I used to gamble. I've since stopped gambling. And I would have a rule if I was at a pub with a mate when we were betting on horses that he couldn't bet against me in the same race. So if he was betting on a horse, he had to tell me which horse. And if it wasn't the horse I was going to bet on, then bets were off for the race. Do you have punting rules as well? You sound like a man who might.
I'm not a gambler, but you mentioned your dirt bike before.
Mm.
So I used to race motocross, and we had a rule that if someone said, I'm just going out for one more, that was it. They weren't allowed to go out. We packed them when we went home. Because if you just went out for one more, chances are you're going home in an ambulance.
What was that?
That was my phone getting a message.
Oh, please tell me, is that the message tone from your missus?
No, is it called the Claxton, the old?
Yeah, the horn. Yeah. But is it set for everyone? Is that just your standard message?
Yeah, that's just the default message tone. Yeah.
Good on you, Andrew. Fran, my cousin, is listening, and she said, you forgot my main rule that I've been doing for 4 years, WW. And I said, what's WW? She said, wine on Wednesdays and weekends only.
Wine on Wednesdays.
So many.
That sounds fun.
Oh, my
God.
Thursdays is tequila.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, guys, we are going to be serving up some cash, all thanks to play.tennis.com.au. So just a quick one.
Oh!
Why do you never serve them at me? Yeah. I can hit them back, you know.
Yeah, you can hit it back. That's why I don't serve them at you.
The inner thigh.
I just want to hit him. Yeah.
Oh, corky.
It's just like the sting. I actually thought it wouldn't hurt as much as a ping pong ball, because you know ping pong balls have a real sting to them. Have you ever played sting pong?
Yeah.
Oh, sting pong
that
might surprise you. Sting pong is where you lose a point and then you turn around and you hit the ball, the other person's bare back, and you end up covered in welts. And the last time I played it, I actually ended up with a tattoo on the back of my leg. Anyway,
cupping.
Yes, exactly. Cupping by someone very inaccurate and erratic. Because up next, boy, is this exciting. Because you know the three things our show does best.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, humour, and of course,
Visual content?
Fighting crime is correct answer. No. We're going to do it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Woo! Alanis Morissette. That's ironic for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Why?
Sorry, it's not ironic. She got it wrong, but.
Are any of her things irony?
No, I think famously no, right?
Well, that's what I don't remember.
What is irony? I can't work it out.
That's what women do to men's shirts.
Oh, my God. I mean, why?
I'm sorry.
It's not even like.
I'm so sorry.
Please be funny.
Was it panic?
It
was real panic.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the regret?
Oh, 22. 22. Oh, my gosh.
How are you going to iron this one out?
Oh, I was hoping you'd do it for me.
Explains a lot, though. What have you got?
Just a whole lot of regret now. Because you know who the main people who solve crimes are, right?
Women?
No, of course, it's animals. Animals are the main people who solve crimes, so much so we made a documentary about our famous kangaroo that used to solve all those crimes back in the day in Australia. Of course, drug dogs do a lot of work.
Oh, Lassie.
Lassie, let's not...
Did Lassie solve crimes?
Maybe. Oh, Milo
and
Otis. What
about Fat Cat?
Fat Cat, yes. Oh, the Pink Panther.
Oh, the Pink Panther.
Pink Panther.
Huckleberry Hound.
What?
Hairy Hound.
Huckleberry.
Oh, Huckleberry Finch, isn't it?
The Hound.
Who's Huckleberry Hound?
The Blue Dog.
The Blue Dog. Okay.
Blue's Clues.
We're back.
Bluey.
Hey, great, we're back. Okay. No, Eli, don't start an episode of it on your phone.
He does solve crimes, Huckleberry Hound.
I've got yet another example of a pet solving a crime. This is a bit heavy, so I thought it would be lighthearted if instead of me using the word, we would use music to help it. So let me take you over to India, where there had been a case of... So a man got home and found out that someone and his dog, unfortunately, had been...
Someone and his dog.
Because there was a dead person and a dead dog. And clearly they were victims of a...
That's saying murderer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Victim of a murderer.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I think you should have used murder. That's, on the dance floor.
That's heaps better.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. It's murder. It's not quite.
That's heaps better, right. But you weren't here for the meeting.
Sorry.
It's heaps better. The man then realised there was one person still alive, and the person that was alive was not a person. No.
Oh, not the murderer.
No, it was a parrot, and his parrot was there. Oh. And the police.
Oh my God, was the parrot the...
No. Guess what?
Clawed him to death.
No, the parrot wasn't there. But the parrot, he thought, had witnessed the crime because the cops came over, couldn't solve it at all, right? But he said then his parrot became silent and refused to eat. And he thought...
Oh,
and he didn't want a cracker.
Hey, didn't want a cracker at all. Didn't want anything. Wanted to crack the case, but nothing else.
Yeah.
And so he thought, I reckon this poor parrot is traumatised by what? No, Chessie, I didn't ask for it then, mate.
It would have been a good time if you just let it go.
Yeah, I probably should have. You're right. I've made many wrong moves in this talk break. Anyway, none of them as bad as... So the guy started saying names to the parrot.
Oh, to see if the parrot, nodded or...
Or recognised any of the names. Anyway, then one of the names was Ashu, and the parrot started looking very distressed and repeating the name Ashu, Ashu, Ashu,
had some allergies or...
and then he called the police back over and said, look, this is, look what happens. And he started listing names again. And then he said, Ashu again. And the parrot started getting again really disgruntled and upset. And turns out Ashu was the name of somebody they knew and who ended up admitting Damn, that's...
Oh, so annoying. Kill me. No, it's
not. We need a parrot to witness
it. We don't have
first.
Those words. We've only got murder or murderer.
I want to know.
Not even on my
on 13 10 60. Did a pet help solve a crime? Give us a call, 13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy,
Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson. That is Uptown Funk for your Wednesday afternoon. And on 13 10 60, we're talking about pets that have solved crime.
Yes, because a parrot has helped solve crime because the parrot's owner came home and a person and the dog had been. It's murder. Yeah, that doesn't really work, does it? were dead. And then the man started saying names. The parrot went quiet, stopped eating its food. And the man said, I think the parrot has witnessed this crime. Started saying names of people that they knew. And when he said one name, the parrot lost its mind. Achoo. And the parrot started going, achoo, 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 achoo. I'm going to keep going until you tell me to stop.
Jimmy.
Cut it all out.
Jimmy, hey. Did an animal solve a crime?
Yeah, I've got a sort of a pretty smart detective dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He gets stalked while eating his dog bones by about 5 magpies.
Yes.
And when he walks away, he sits down behind the corner of the house and he watches them. And these magpies, they come over and they pick up his bones. And these bones aren't small. I've got an 80-kilo dog. So, you know, these bones are pretty big. And they take them and then he can't find them. So then he's got to go do some detective work and try and find these bones.
Jimmy, is this the story about the dog finding his bones back?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad
story. Does your dog have a name?
His name's Bruce.
Oh, Bruce.
Detective Bruce.
Do the magpies have names?
Yeah, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Because, sorry, thanks, Jimmy. Just these aren't the calls I was hoping for.
No, Jimmy's Jesse. This segment.
Yeah,
Jimmy's.
Yeah. It's murder. Hey, do you want another one?
Yeah,
I found another one. This is depressing because both. But it's
because it's about murder.
Yes,
yeah.
You meant to use Jesse for that.
I've stopped using Jesse.
Okay. This is a cockatoo this time that solved this crime. Two men broke into a man's house and they gave him a good old. Anyway,
with a knife.
The cockatoo. Yes,
sounds very different.
Yeah. Just to be clear, they. It's murder. We should have got rid of the it's.
Yeah.
Well, that time it's yeah. Murder.
Yeah. Yes.
So they weren't getting it on.
Yes, and the cockatoo was trying to protect the owner, and so took a bite at the guys, right? And the guys ended up getting away. But the DNA from the cockatoo's beak, because the cockatoo got a bit of flesh of one of the attackers, led to the arrest and solved the murder.
Kip was telling us, our producer, that a body washed up
mm-hmm.
in a curtain on a beach overseas somewhere, and they couldn't work out like what had happened.
Yeah.
And they checked the DNA on the person. There was DNA of the person's cat, and they managed to find the cat, and then they realised who the person was.
Really?
Yes.
Again, pet solving crime. We've got Anne. Should we go to Anne? G'day, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Please tell me your story is better than the last one.
Well, my horse stopped a potential crime. Didn't solve one, but he stopped a potential one.
Yeah.
I was swimming him in the river, and mid-splash, he stopped and looked off to the side, and there was a guy standing there watching me, and he took off and chased this guy away. And then came back splashing in the river like nothing had happened.
Because, do you understand?
I think she thinks the man was going to be dodgy and the horse picked up on it. And so the horse chased the guy away and prevented
Anne?
A crime.
Yes.
Amazing, Anne. Yeah. Horses are so beautiful.
No, he was up and he took, literally took off after this guy. And I was a bit like, oh,
is it possible, Anne, that your horse just chased a man going for a gentle stroll?
No.
Nah.
I don't feel like he was.
Yeah.
He's not that sort of horse.
Yeah. He's a crime-fighting horse.
What about Brody? Brody, when did an animal pet solve a crime?
What's that?
What's that, Brody?
Got a story
for us? Is that it, Rhodes?
Ah, that's it, mate.
Yeah. Nah, good way to finish, I reckon.
Carrie and Tommy. Sam Smith and Calvin Harris. I'm not here to make friends for your Wednesday afternoon, but if you win this, you'll have a bunch of friends.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Tom Game has two glowing celebrity endorsements. One from Amy Shark.
Yeah, it sucks. It's a dumb game. I gotta go.
And the other from marathon runner and Australian hero, Ned Brockman.
What do you think of the time game, Ned Brockman?
I think it's a great game. I mean, it would be better if I hit bang on five.
This week, the jackpot is up to
$600, suckers.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
It's getting back up there, Bickers.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Before you know it, we'll be at 30,000 again.
13 10 60 is the number. I believe we can open our phone lines and watch them flood on in. We're doing it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Kings of Leon, use somebody for your Wednesday afternoon. And, guys, you could surely use these guys. Bridgestone, select tyre and auto. You can go with confidence.
And if you are planning on hitting the road maybe for Easter, the school holidays, go get your car service before you go at Bridgestone, select tyre and auto. They're going to send you a 60-second video inspection, and then you can feel safe and confident that your car's good to go for the road trip.
Time game.
Cheryl.
Hello.
Hello.
Shezzy.
How are yous?
Yeah, pretty good, Shez. Hey, it's getting back up there. $600 is on the line.
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah?
Sorry.
I've been
hanging out debt free for a long time.
Yeah, okay. You know what you got to do? Jesse's going to say start. You say stop. If it's exactly 5 seconds, the cash is yours. You ready to go?
Yeah, go for it.
Start.
Stop.
It felt a bit quick. Have you been practicing a lot, Cheryl?
No, I just done what someone told me to do when I said I wanted to get through a long time ago, but that obviously didn't work.
Well, you don't know yet, Cheryl. Let's stay positive. What did they tell you to do?
One banana, two banana, three banana.
Yes,
four banana.
Producers giving out tips.
It's always controversial because you can go banana or you can go Mississippi.
Mississippi's a bit longer than banana.
Yes.
Yes.
True.
And if it comes up short, maybe Mississippi would have been the answer.
Jesse.
4.63.
Oh.
That was a quick fall. That was a very quick fall. Hey, Cody, you've heard that. Are you going to count in your head? Are you going to do one Mississippi, two Mississippi?
We'll give it a go.
Okay. Did you have another tactic in mind coming in?
No, I'm just going to wing it.
Okay. I like it because I like Cody's energy.
Beautiful.
Oh, I thought Carrie would agree, but no.
I was just hearing Cody respond.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Jesse.
I ironically waited start. 5 seconds.
All right. Here we go. Start.
Stop.
Felt a bit long.
Did feel a bit long. Cody, how did it feel to you?
Probably a bit too long, damn it.
Okay. And when you were falling through this mortal earth after you've been kicked out of the moon door, do you hope that the pile up of bodies that we already have down there will soften your landing, or are you feeling a bit nervous about that?
Maybe a bit nervous.
Yeah, okay.
Sounded like the kid was going through the moon door.
Yeah.
I know. Brutal, Jesse, brutal. How did Cody go?
6.03.
Oh, damn it.
Oh.
I don't think anyone gets the moon door bit.
I'm not sure either.
Adam, do you get the moon door bit?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So what is the moon? Yeah, okay. Yeah, good on you, Adam. Okay. All right. Let's cut to the chase. Jess is going to say start. You say stop. Bang on. 5 seconds and $600 is yours, okay?
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
That felt pretty good.
It felt pretty good to me. Good. Adam, how did it feel to you?
Trialing it. I did a trial before you come online and I got it dead on. So
did you? And Adam, $600. The thing is, because there's an old showbiz saying, which I know you've heard before, which is you don't actually want a good rehearsal because then it's bad luck for when it comes showtime. Adam, I hope that is not true for you. Jesse, how did Adam go?
4.57.
Oh.
Got it, though. Got it. That rehearsal was good. Let's finish with Una. Hey, Una.
Hi, guys.
How are you going on this beautiful Wednesday?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Hey, Una, I've never met another Una before.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Well, I'm glad I'm original. Una original. Anyway, are you ready to go, Una?
Yeah, I'm also going to use the banana method.
Okay.
Well, that didn't work, though. Maybe.
All right, the Mississippi method.
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay, good on you. Good on you.
Hang on.
What just happened in the background, Una?
Just my son.
Okay.
Mississippi's. All right.
Has your son got money to win?
Has your son got a cute original name as well?
Duke.
I like it. It's a power name. All right. Una, best of luck, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, felt pretty quick to me.
Did you Mississippi it, Una?
Yeah, but I did it really quick.
That is going to be
a problem.
I don't
know if that's how it works. Yeah. What? How does Duke think you went?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Okay.
Okay. How did Una go?
4.35.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks.
No, it's not. Yeah, good. Jackpots next week. Carrie and
Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for the drive home, the Sabo.
Carrie and Tommy are serving up Big Cash.
Tennis.com.au. It's never been easier to rally up a hit. Find your local tennis court and book within minutes. No membership, no worries.
Oh, not long now, because until we have balls hit in our general direction.
You had a practice run.
Yes.
Did it hurt?
Jesse, you are lucky your aim is off. Jesse and I went down and stood on the tennis court, and I put on my Velcro suit, as some lucky contestants are going to be doing, and whoever can stick the most tennis balls to us after hitting them at us win $5,000 in cash. And again, Carrie, the problem is he aims just for my testicles.
But is that him trying to, or is that just where his serves go?
Well, do you answer the question?
Well, sometimes I aim there, but sometimes I'll hit it way out wide and the spin just curls the ball right back into his nuts.
But of course, it was the only time I've ever, and he had four shots, the only time I've ever had four balls. Just right between my legs.
One each as well.
Yes. Anyway, we've also got some cash to serve up to people. Shani, g'day.
Oh my God, hi guys.
Hi Shani. Is it Shani or Shani?
It's Shani, you got it right, thank you.
Thank you, Shani. How much cash you want served up, Shani, and why?
I would love $500. Okay. I am going to Vegas, Mexico and Coachella.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, guess what, Shani? Shani, I don't even want to hear the rest of the story. Have $500. I like you.
Oh, my God. No way.
No worries.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
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 That was so easy.
Yeah.
Fiona, can you put on a mean girl's voice?
Oh, I could try.
I reckon that's your way of getting cash.
Fiona, you better speak to me, you mole. How much cash you want served up?
I would love $700 for my husband.
You just sound too lovely.
I am a girls for girls type of girl. And I don't know, why do you want to give it to that dick?
I forgot to pay his car registration, so I feel like I
Oh my God. Oh, wait, girlfriend, why are you paying his registration?
Well, it's my job. We run a farm and I have one job to do, and that's to get the bills paid, and I didn't pay it. So we went 5 months without registration.
But you didn't have a crash in that time, did you?
No, but when we got told, he drove home and he was so nervous, he thought he was going to wet himself.
Hey, Carrie, I'm in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, she's not because a mean you know girl. How I'm she's a, so delightful.
I know.
Yeah.
And you know how I am a mean girl?
Yeah.
My family's also all farmers and from the country. And so I'm in a bit of an emotional bind, you know? Have you ever been in an emotional bind?
Well, I reckon you could give $500 to Fiona as well.
Hey, Fiona.
Yes.
Guess what?
Yes.
You can have $1,000.
$1,000?
No.
I panicked.
But that's more than she even wanted.
I know, but because I panicked. That's what mean girls do. They don't care about the rules. Oh
my goodness.
Give me the rule book, Carrie. And then open the window. Open it, you mole.
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
No worries. Fiona, if that is your real name.
Donna, I hate to tell you, there's not a lot of cash left in the kitty because Mrs. Mean Girl has been...
I don't know.
Tommy Little has been handing out too much cash.
Thanks, Tommy.
What do you want it for, Donna?
I would love $600 and I'd really love some Gucci sunglasses.
Oh, guess what, Donna? Gucci was so last season. No money for you. Bye, Donna.
We're going to play again tomorrow. carryandtommy.com.au if you want to play. At play.tennis.com.au. It's never been easier to rally up a hit. Find your local tennis court and book within minutes. No membership, no worries.
Carry and Tommy.
Right around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because earlier we were talking about weird rules and we didn't have time to get to Scott.
Yes, because my cousin Fran won't have sushi a week out from any trip interstate or overseas because she doesn't want to get food poisoning.
Mm.
It's a blanket rule for the whole family. Scott, what's your rules that you live by?
I've got a couple. So if I'm dating a bird, as soon as she goes out barefoot, that's it. In a relationship. I do tell them all this prior. I've jumped a date or two.
Barefoot, like out to a restaurant?
No. Like even barefoot to the shops. Like even barefoot getting out to put a letter in a letterbox. Like, yeah, just barefoot.
And then what happens? You break up with her?
Yeah. Well, the first one I broke up with, the second one I just ghosted. But yeah. So now that's a prerequisite in a relationship.
Is it a safety issue?
A prerequisite is great too.
Also, if I was her, I'd get those bare feet. No, I'd be running so fast.
You don't want to revisit the prerequisite.
Where I'm from, all the glamours wear thongs and socks. Like,
yes. I'm a big socks and slides man.
Sydney.
Do you have a problem with that?
Socks that's what I'm saying. Where I'm from, that's what everyone does.
Yeah, so, but I'm saying, would I get a second date if I rocked socks and slides?
Probably get a third, mate.
Yes.
Scotty, have you ever been ghosted? Hold on. Have you ever been ghosted by a woman?
Oh. No, I don't think I've been ghosted. I had an ex-girlfriend get on Tinder once and set up a profile and then
I tricked you.
With some fake photo and we both ended up matching and then all of a sudden she reported my profile. So that's probably the worst I've had with that, but never been ghosted.
Mm. What was the other? You said you've got a couple of rules. What was the other?
Yeah. So the second one is like I got a phobia with particular words. So if I'm having a conversation, especially with adults, it happens all the time. And, you know, I can cop the word shit, that's kind of my word. But when they lower it down, dull it down a bit and say the P word for me, that's kind of usually when I lose respect for adults.
Oh, you don't like poo?
No. Like even the kids when they go to school and childcare, they tell the teacher they've got to have a shit. It's just a thing I have. I can't cop the P word out.
Yeah.
But no bare feet outside, though.
And if a woman walks outside in bare feet and then looks at Scotty and says, is this giving you the poos? That's all over. Thanks, Scotty.
Carrie and Tommy.
Harry Styles, watermelon sugar for your Wednesday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Because, as you know, my nickname in showbiz circles is 24/7. Because I never stop working, right? So while you go out and do other things,
I barely work.
Yeah. That's why they call you 2/4.
What's that?
Four
hours on, two
let's
off.
Not focus. Let's not focus on that. That's your nickname and you've got to deal with it. Anyway, I thought I would go and get a world exclusive for our show. Unfortunately, though, this person didn't agree to talk to you. It was only going to be a one-on-one exclusive interview.
Did they say why?
Just a vibe thing. Anyway, this is our first ever or another.
Come on. The biggest stars on planet Earth. Yeah. It's time for another Carrie and Tommy mega exclusive interview.
With?
My ex-housemate, Luke McGregor. Roll the tape. The one and only Luke McGregor joins us now. G'day, Luke.
Hello, Tommy.
Ooh, good. It was good. Hey, have you got a new sign-off for your phone? When you hang up, is there anything new?
I don't think so. I think I started copying you. You know how you sometimes go, bye, 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 bye?
Yes, I do.
I've started doing that too. I have hijacked it from you. I think it's an endearment, right? But yeah, I've started copying you, I think.
Yeah, we put out the other day for how you answer your phone. And have you ever heard someone answer the phone like this? Ring a ding ding, you're chatting with the king.
I always say that when mum calls, but that's it. She's the only one who gets that.
Hey, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is just about to kick off. The gala is on tonight at 9 p.m. on ABC TV and ABC iView. And McGregor, it was your first time hosting the gala. Was it everything you hoped it would be?
I think so. My wife was in the crowd and they had their friends with them, and I feel like it went good enough that I didn't have to like be embarrassed afterwards or get like placated. But they didn't have to come up to me and say, "That was fine," or "You're very brave." Like it went well enough that I think it was all good.
Yeah. You always know if your first instinct is not to say sorry, then you know it's fine.
Were you happy with your set, mate?
Yeah, I had a great time because you were hosting. You brought me on. I did question when I saw you show ready. You were wearing a velvet kind of jacket, and I get particularly sweaty in a t-shirt. And I looked at that, and I went, "Oh, McGregor's made a brave mistake here. He is going to be a ball of sweat."
I stunk. Like I actually stunk. It was quite. Like it's, I started to think so much that I could smell myself. It was unpleasant. I mean, you won't see that in the broadcast, but you'll see the slight shimmering around me.
I love if they draw in little green lines coming off you, like smell lines.
Yeah. A little cut to audience members holding the nose. It was not comfortable. Yeah.
I mean, the good thing about you is notoriously you don't get anxious or nervous, so that should have been fine.
No, it's fine. I lost about 2 liters, I think, that just went into the jacket sleeves.
Hey, so when I saw you on the night, because obviously the televised coverage goes to the air tonight, but we did do the live show last week. I saw you. I gave you a big hug. We told each other we loved each other. And then you disappeared into your dressing room for a good hour before the show. What happens in there?
Push-ups.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. My mental state requires that I just be by myself doing nothing, like almost like I was going over my set, but if I'm around other people, I feel like I can't manage my anxiety. Like I need to, like, it's almost like I'm charging up to go out on stage. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
It's, and if I don't do it, I just don't have any energy when I get out there. I don't know. I feel like I'm charging up and then I release it when I'm on stage. I'm not like your balls. How you can absorb the energy? I have to recharge mine in private.
It's nice because obviously, I mean, we know each other well, but I imagine for someone hearing that, and you know, you saying you need an hour to kind of get on top of your anxiety, and then when they see you on stage, you come across, as is your style, which is hilarious, but also visibly anxious. And I imagine people going, "Imagine if he didn't have that hour by himself. Imagine what it'd be like."
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, if it was 59 minutes even, I would have fainted. I needed that full hour to really prep to get to that level of anxiety.
Well, the gala is tonight on ABC TV and ABC iView at 9 p.m. It is hosted by the one and only Luke McGregor. Thanks, brother. I'll see you probably tomorrow.
Yes. Sounds good, buddy. Have a good rest of your day. I don't know how to finish. Bye.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy are about to go with confidence out the studio door and into their cars. And on the way home, they'll probably pass one of the 160 locally or family-owned and operated Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto stores across Australia, which means there's one right around the corner. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Bye.